You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for marketing and sales automation education. And in this episode, I'm asking a question that I don't necessarily have the answer to, everybody. And that question is, where is the competition? Competition benefits the consumers. And we should always be worried when competition seems shallow or when there's a monopoly in the space. And what I'm going to focus on in this episode is solely marketing automation and the competitive analysis relative to that. Remember, this is a continuation of episode number 2, where I talked about the state of small business automation. And there's no way that you can really complete that conversation without mentioning the competition. Okay, so we discuss how we got to where we are, where we're going, and we need to look at the tools at hand. We need to look at our choices and what that competitive analysis looks like. So that's what this episode is going to be focused on. If you're new to the podcast, make sure you subscribe and share. You can find it on all main podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. The All Systems Go podcast is there. Do me a favor, while you're subscribing, leave a 5-star rating and review. That will help. It will be greatly appreciated, and it will help get the word out. All right. Last but not least, I need you to be thinking as you're listening. I need you to be thinking about that one person, just one, everybody, that one person that really needs to hear what's being taught in this podcast, that one nugget that you're like, oh, so-and-so needs to hear this. Oh, if it's a coworker, a business partner, a CEO, a consultant, whoever that is, a family member, make sure you have that one person in mind and do me a favor and share this episode with them. All right. So let's start with the definition of marketing automation. I feel like laying the groundwork and the foundation is going to help the understanding come. It's going to help facilitate that understanding. So part of that foundation is defining marketing automation. And I define it as the process of hiring technology to work for your marketing strategy. And I'm intentional with the words I use there because we're putting technology to work by hiring it, right? Technology, who are you working for? You're working for my marketing strategy. So in order to have effective marketing automation, I have to be able to hire technology. In order to hire technology, I need to know what I need the technology to do. I don't know about you, but I've never had a job or applied for a job that didn't come with a job description. And the person interviewing would look at the job description and look at my skill set, right? In the interview, they're asking questions to assess, can your skills meet what's required of you? Well, the reason why I say hire technology is that same mandate needs to be placed on technology. You need to understand what you need accomplished and then look at the tool and say, hey, look, can you do this? And if you can, how well? Show me. Let me see your testimonials. Let me see your features. Let technology prove to me that you can do this. And if you can't do this, I'm not going to hire you, aka I'm not going to buy. So it doesn't matter if somebody else. It doesn't matter if somebody else is using the tool effectively. If you hold it up to what you need done in your business and it doesn't meet those needs, you don't buy the tool. You don't become what I call a digital hoarder, where you have all of these tools back in in the digital shed, which is usually just your email, all of these logins for all of these products that you've never logged into. You've never used them. They've never seen the light of day in your business. Well, that's because you weren't clear on the specifications before you went out and bought that technology. So now Now you've done your due diligence and you've hired technology. The next part is it needs to go to work for something. It's not going to work for you per se. It's going to work for your marketing strategy, which brings us to the next clause in effective marketing automation is you can't have marketing automation that works without a marketing strategy because the technology is tied to the strategy. It's working for the strategy. So where do you start with marketing automation, everybody? Not with technology, because it needs to know what to work for. You start with strategy. Always start with strategy. All right. So that's the definition. Next, let's add one more layer of understanding. And let me differentiate what marketing automation is, what email automation is, and what email marketing is. Those are three different things. And I want to make sure we're speaking and looking when we're talking about the competitive analysis, the landscape. We need to understand which category each tool falls under. All right. So email marketing, it's the process of sending emails. You have minimal automation here. Your automation is always triggered off collecting somebody's email. Always. Nothing else triggers it. Okay. The email is the unique identifier and main trigger point. In email marketing, you also have lists that are limited. Okay. Which means that if I have 2 to 3 lists and I have one contact that exists on all three lists, I'm paying for 3 contacts because you're not treated like a contact per se. You're just treated as an email. And the lists are what I call dumb lists, meaning they don't talk to each other. List A is not talking to list B saying, hey, look, I have Chris's email on my list, so don't count it as another email address on your list. Instead, and these are platforms like MailChimp, you could have, let's say, 50 lists and one person on all 50 of those lists, and you're paying for 50 contacts. So that's the gotcha, honestly, with MailChimp, because it can get expensive quickly because their primary means of grouping is list based on email addresses that don't talk to other lists. All right. So that's email marketing. The purpose of email marketing is to produce an email. Send out an email. This is where autoresponders came from. And they were big back in the day. Remember, I was talking about how we got here. Back when I was learning about Pat Flynn and Brendon Burchard and all of that, email marketing was a thing. I bought Jeff Walker's product launch formula, maybe the second version of it. And it was that product that helped me understand the power of email marketing at that time. Okay. Next up is email automation. Email automation, I started to see this hit the space around 2015, 2016. And the main platform that I would attribute to this is ConvertKit. However, before ConvertKit ever really hit the market, GetResponse was probably the leader in email automation. And what is email automation? It's email marketing with added automation. The output is still, the anticipated output is still sending an email. However, there's automation between and across the lists. One of the things in GetResponse is that a contact can exist on 2 lists and still be counted as 1 contact. Okay. And in fact, now that I say that, I need to verify it. I have a GetResponse account that I've been using for years, and I feel like that's true because I've never been double charged for 1 contact, but I'll double check and verify. Make sure you double check and verify. However, the reason why I call it email automation is because GetResponse has built in the ability to move contacts between lists. Okay. They more recently added a workflow builder for automation in a CRM, but listen to me good. Do not classify GetResponse as marketing automation. You will be highly disappointed if you are a seasoned marketing automator. If you're just getting started, you're like, oh my gosh, this does everything. This is great. And in fact, a lot of times I will recommend that depending on what your needs are. But I in no way, shape, or form am going to sit here and allow you to believe that GetResponse is marketing automation. They will say otherwise on their website. And I'll tell you why when I get to marketing automation, why they fail in that respect. But I think ConvertKit is a solid, is probably the most solid email automation platform out. And again, all of their automation, they just added a visual builder and a workflow editor or whatnot. What's the result? The result is to send an email. They've got some automation for, you know, webinars and everything like that. But at the end of the day, the result of the automation is sending an email. That's what email automation is. Okay. What I appreciate about ConvertKit is they came out and they targeted bloggers. They didn't try to be everything to everyone. I haven't gone to their website lately, but last time I went there, they called out professional bloggers. I think that's extremely important. Stick to your vertical. This goes back to what I said in the previous podcast, right? In episode number two, where I said we'll see more verticalized automation solutions. ConvertKit is an example of that, right? So that's email automation and marketing automation. The main difference between marketing automation and the previous two is the introduction of the CRM. Okay. The CRM changes the game because now you can treat people like a contact instead of an email address. Lists may or may not. Traditionally, in a marketing automation platform, lists don't exist like email lists. The lists that do exist are for grouping. And the two platforms that come to mind is ActiveCampaign and HubSpot. I say HubSpot. HubSpot is questionable whether you should classify. Let me just speak bluntly. I don't classify HubSpot as marketing automation, and you should not either. They've never said that. They've always been an inbound marketing platform based, built around content marketing and measuring the effectiveness of the content that you put out there. This is why they have their own CMS, content management system, that does dynamic population of text and everything. If you use their ecosystem, you get the most out of HubSpot if you have a strong content marketing strategy and you need some automation. So I look at HubSpot more as a content platform, inbound marketing. That's the name of their conference, right? Is helping you attract leads online and follow up. They have a CRM built in, but if you look at that automation editor or their workflow builder or editor, whatever it's called, no. It's honestly, it's more like lipstick on a pig, because when I was using HubSpot back when I had to do a migration from Infusionsoft to HubSpot at Lead Pages, it was all very much text-based. There was no visual flow. So all they did was make the text-based visual. It's not a true drag and drop and automation editor and builder. So do not get yourself thinking that's what HubSpot is. If you're publishing content and you want to use their analytics, let me tell you what. The most enjoyable experience I had with HubSpot was their analytics. Honest truth. You could schedule reports to go out. They captured so much data. It was beautiful. But when I'm looking at the ability to do automation, that's where it falls short. Do they have smart lists, which are lists that you can determine the criteria and people will automatically qualify and be added to the list and remove the list once they meet that criteria? Yes, they do. And it's very powerful. In fact, that's probably one of their most powerful features, is how they handle dynamic segmentation. I love it. I'll give them credit. I'm not here to bash HubSpot, but I don't look at them as marketing automation. I look at them as a content platform created for inbound marketing with some automation. Okay. Now, again, depending on how you need to use it, that price point for HubSpot is another exclusion from small business marketing automation. They're working on making the entry smaller, and less cost effective, less costly, more cost effective. But don't lie to yourself. If you want to get the most out of HubSpot, you're paying thousands. All right. So with that being said, let's talk about some tools in email marketing. I mentioned some: MailChimp, AWeber, SendinBlue, MailerLite, just to name a few. Email automation, ConvertKit, Drip, Kartra comes to mind. Kartra is a fine line. I want to include them in marketing automation. I really do. But they don't have a CRM. And that's what gets me. They have contacts that can exist, and they have a membership site, and they have, email, webinar follow up and all of that. But the lack of a bona fide CRM is what prevents me from saying they're a marketing automation platform. Can they automate some of your marketing? Yes, but I will put Kartra under email automation, marketing automation. And remember, we're talking about small business here. Marketing automation, Entreport, Infusionsoft, ActiveCampaign, a tool that I've not yet got to try out platformly. I'll be looking into that. There's another one. Autopilot HQ is another one. Although Autopilot HQ is really built to integrate with like Salesforce, and is built to integrate with other platforms. Like the last time I checked Autopilot HQ, they didn't even have a form builder inside. They wanted you to integrate that information over from wherever you're capturing. That could have changed. Again, I haven't gone and looked at their offering lately, but those are some of the players. So if you're thinking about it, some that I left off: Campaign Monitor will be under email marketing. Vertical Response will be under email marketing. Campaign Monitor and Vertical Response teeter the line. I think Campaign Monitor with their new builder will put them closer to email automation, right? Emma. I think all of the email marketing platforms are migrating to email automation. In fact, I probably should have said this in where we're going, the state of marketing, the state of small business automation. I think we'll see the merge of email marketing and email automation. I think it'd just be email automation and marketing automation. I think that's what we'll be left with when the smoke settles at the end of 2020. All right. So with that being said, where's the competition, everybody? That was just foundation, just so you know. And who knows, maybe that foundation was good enough for you. Maybe you were able to say, hey, that's the tool I'm going to use. If you want me to review a specific tool, we can dedicate episodes to that. But where's the competition at? And here's the thing. When you look at the marketing automation landscape for the small business, I am so highly disappointed with the level of effort of the competitors. You look at Infusionsoft's inability to innovate and develop a product in line with not only the market, but the market demand has been nothing but devastating. Right. They just added the form builder, their landing page builder, and they added some reporting and an updated interface and all of those things like 5 years too late. If Infusionsoft's offering today was this 5 years ago, oh, my goodness. You talk about total domination. But their dev was so slow, and their ability to integrate with other tools. I think they should have invested more in their integrations. But since they were so all in one, I think it really did hurt them. Now they've branched off to Keep. Who knows what that is? I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know. I don't even want to spend time on that. Then you have Entreport. Entreport is the most disgusting. That's the word, because I've caught wind of the direction that they're going. I won't share it here, but I've shared it before, but I won't share it on this podcast. I don't want to put them on blast like that. I'm not trying to talk negatively about any platform. I just want to be objective, and where they're going is totally the wrong direction. First off, there's so much in that application that needs to be improved. And if it were improved, they really could dominate right now. They really could. There's a strong case to be made, but that's not their focus. That's not their focus. They're focused on something totally different. I believe it's off target and off market, and they're not going to see any penetration. In my latest marketing automation report, I showed a Google Trends graph that showed that absolutely nobody is looking for Entreport now more than they were 5 years ago. they are relatively irrelevant and have been for years. So that just leaves you with these other players. ActiveCampaign, Platformly, Autopilot HQ, Mautic, which is open source marketing automation you install on your server. Where is everybody else? Where is everybody? ActiveCampaign, I talked about this all the time. I talk about it all the time when I was there, but they assumed a vacant throne, everybody. And Fusionsoft and Entreport were so busy becoming irrelevant that they vacated the crown. There was nobody there. It's not like ActiveCampaign stepped in the ring with their boxing gloves and knocked out the competition. It was a vacant throne. And now they're on it. My question is, who are the challengers? Who are the challengers? Let's just talk through this. For small business marketing automation, who are the challengers? Who are you using? Because when I ask questions, I don't get it. I don't get any answers. I get mixed. Well, we're still using Infusionsoft. Oh, we're really liking HubSpot right now, but it's getting expensive. We're trying out this. It'd be some platform I've never heard of. Go to the website. Don't trust it. So I'm not even going to try it. Right. But let me call out some of the competition. GetResponse. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? I have been a GetResponse user longer than any other platform. I still maintain a GetResponse account. It works that well. Now, I've had my issues over the year, but I'm slow to leave. When you created automation, what were you thinking? I don't know who they had in mind, because it is so limiting that I have not found a single use for it. In fact, the one use that I did have, which I just wanted to, when someone was done with the emails in one sequence, when they received the last email and they clicked the link, I just wanted them to start the sequence over again. It can't even do that. I'll tell you what GetResponse can do. They do a good job with how they handle segments. I've always thought that they do a great job with that. And I'll give them credit. I think that them adding landing pages was important. When you look at GetResponse, Infusionsoft, and Entreport, they all provide a means of creating a nice looking, a well-displayed landing page to capture information. I think this is important. I think any platform that's not investing in a form builder is just off target, especially if you have a drag and drop email builder. I'm no engineer in terms of building a product, but I would assume you could use the same engine for an email drag and drop that you could use for a form builder, right? I mean, you don't need to be able to create landing pages, but drag and drop form capability to where you can create a decent looking landing page. Every marketing automation platform should have that. All of them do not. ActiveCampaign has a basic form builder, right? Platformly, Mautic, all of these other ones, I don't know. Infusionsoft, again, just updated theirs. I haven't used it. It looked good. Haven't used it, right? So what are we doing here? GetResponse claims they have a CRM. You can't manage the contact. You can't manage a contact in GetResponse without having an email or being email focused. If I wanted to add notes and had calls and physical meetings and wanted to have multiple people as touch points through the customer journey, I can't do that in GetResponse. They essentially said they have a CRM because they have stages, they have pipelines and stages. I'll tell you what, I give them credit. They have more than one pipeline in stages. That's more than Infusionsoft, which, again, why do you only have one pipeline? And the automation is limited. The campaign builder does not talk to the CRM with all of the functionality. I can tell the CRM in the campaign builder, it can look for if a opportunity has moved. It can't report back, though. That is so limiting to me. I don't understand why the two-way communication between the campaign builder and the CRM and Infusionsoft is still an issue. Right? Who else? Who's out there, everybody? And this is why I tell you I'm frustrated. When I look at Infusionsoft or my bad Keep, when I look at Keep, it looks like they're going more top level, right? Here's how to manage your contacts. And oh, by the way, there's some automation too, right? Which if that's the direction you're going, the rebranding, that's fine, but it just leaves another vacant seat. Entreport continues to be irrelevant. I'm not banking on them being relevant anytime soon, unfortunately. Could they be? Yes. Yes, they could be. You can make a strong case. Look at this case that I'll make. You can make a strong case that a platform that has functional automation, the ability to build a nice page to capture information on and take payment, is the minimal requirement today. Payments integrate with Stripe. Just integrate it with Stripe. Allow them. Why not allow them the same way to take payments and build out a simple payment page as you do with the form builder? Well, when I say that, I know the answer, actually. I'll tell you the answer. Payment processing is a pain. So I'll give them credit. If there's a marketing automation platform out here that's not thinking about taking payments, I get it. I hear payment processing is one of the most difficult things to pull off. Hats off to SamCart, Spiffy, ThriveCart. What are other one product checkout platforms? Jotform, Gravity Forms, you can take payments through there. I feel like I'm missing one though, and I'm trying to come up with it off the top of my head. ThriveCart, SamCart, Kajabi, with throw Kajabi in there. I wonder what happened to One Shopping Cart. I have to look at their website after this podcast, but you can make a strong argument making data collection, follow-up marketing, and sales easy within one platform. Who's the best position to do that right now? Entreport. And these jokers, they're just off looking at the stars in the space somewhere. What are you doing and what are you looking at? Which leaves all roads lead at this point of recording this podcast to ActiveCampaign. Who's going to challenge that? You tell me. In fact, that's what I would like to end this podcast on. Who is going to challenge ActiveCampaign? Who's going to challenge my statement that all roads lead to ActiveCampaign for small business marketing automation? And I don't want you to challenge me with words. Show me your platform. Show me your platform and help me understand how you have looked at the space and understood your the holes, because best believe there is a hole. There is a gap right now. I will not say it on this podcast because that information I don't want to give away for free. Somebody could take this, run and make millions if they fill this gap, including an existing platform. So who's going to challenge this? Who's going to challenge this? Who's the next challenger in the marketing automation space? Is MailChimp going to add automation in some way? I don't think so. Their workflows are, I won't say terrible, but very limited. And then their analytics is like almost $200 to $300 a month for analytics. Oh my, get out of my face right now. Move, MailChimp, move. You go sit in the corner. I'm serious, everybody. The small business owner needs multiple options for automation. So if the answer is verticalized automation platforms, I'm fine with that. If that's the case, let's go. Where are the verticalized marketing automation platforms? Where are they? Okay, who is out here building? I used to think this was harder than what it was. I used to say, you know what? The reason why you can't have so many competitors because it's really hard to send email. But guess what? These existing platforms are struggling landing in the inbox. I get spam. I get emails that go to my spam folder from every platform. ActiveCampaign, Entreport, Infusionsoft, MailChimp, GetResponse, everybody lands in the spam. So if that's the case, that can't be the main hindrance. And again, omnichannel is the way to go. So you already know people are not just sending email. But where is the platform? And by the way, when I say where's the platform, don't you dare present your platform to me as a competitor of 2020 in the small business marketing automation space, and you don't integrate with many tools, at least 20. When I was using HubSpot back at my days in lead pages about 4 years ago, the integrations were terrible. It was like 6-7 integrations max. Now, thankfully, more tools are integrating with HubSpot. I don't think HubSpot's made it easier. Maybe I'm wrong, but more tools are intentional with it. Speaking of integration, I know I'm at my 30-minute mark, but listen to this. Entreport, why? First off, why do you have two APIs? These platforms don't know which one to develop for. So some of your stuff is on an old API, some of it is on a new one. And why is integrating with your platform so hard? You realize when I go down the list and I'm looking at marketing technology, I often never see Entreport. Never. Unless the people know that Entreport is a tool that they should integrate with. It tells me that if we don't integrate with Entreport, it's not like we're going to miss business. I don't get that. And lastly, Entreport, what is PilotPress? Do you understand the online membership technology has evolved beyond what PilotPress will ever be able to offer? I know that there are people that love it. In fact, a good friend of mine, April Frank, swears by it, and I swear by her. So I know it's a good tool for certain people, but I'm talking about the space in general. Who is going to step up as the next challenger? Don't tell me, show me. Do not tell me, show me. If you know of one, let me know, everybody. I'm all ears. Again, is it Platformly? Is it Modic? That's open source. Is it acquisition? Two tools come together and combine forces? I don't know. But that's the competitive landscape right now. That's what you have. That's what you have to look forward to. Whether that's exciting or depressing, I don't know. I would just like to see more competition because it benefits the consumer. I would love an answer, everybody. So ending on that note, if you have any insight you would like to share, trust and believe, I'm all ears. I'll keep looking at the space. The one that's on my radar right now, they reached out to me via Twitter, platformly, I think that's it. I'm going to give them a test drive and see. I'll be honest, when I logged into MailerLite, I thought that they were a strong competitor to MailChimp. I'm going to dive deeper with that. One I didn't mention was AWeber. AWeber is pretty much, I don't want to say, I have respect for all of these tools, but I'm just being very critically constructive and objective. AWeber has become non-relevant. They've become irrelevant right now. You know, they were really had the space for info marketers and internet marketers, and they just haven't been able to pull off the dev that they needed. They haven't evolved. So we'll see. We'll see Drip how it pans up against Klaviyo. Right. If they're both fighting for the e-commerce automation space. Right. What is Klaviyo going to do? What is their next move? We already saw Shopify boot MailChimp or have a less than positive relationship with MailChimp. Who knows? Right. All I know is this is one of the things that I am intensely looking for. If the small business marketing automation competitive landscape was a TV show, I would have fallen asleep on it many times over. There's not a lot of action happening, everybody. I want action. I really do. Because again, the consumer benefits from it all. All right. So that is this episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sticking with me. I hope this was helpful. Again, I hope you have that one person in mind that you're going to share this with, and hopefully it helps them and saves them from picking the wrong tool. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you do that. And as always, the next episode is going to be to your binging for it to enable you to binge. For those of you that are watching or listening along with me, it's going to be what I call the significant six. These are the fundamental systems that you need in place for every business in order to achieve scale in a lean and automated fashion. So I'll talk about the significant six then. If you want to access the show notes, automationbridge.com/podcast. If you're looking for this episode in specific, automationbridge.com/episode3 will get you there. I appreciate your time and your ears. Until next time, automate responsibly, my friends.